From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's news and information with a creamy blog center. Blog cream show. Blog cream proof to cause cancer in some lab animals. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm your sidekick, Rachel Martin. It is Friday, January 4th, 2008. And
yeah.
Mike, I just got back from many, many days in Park City, Utah, spent with the Martin clan. We're on a little vacation. And we were watching all the candidates giving their last hurrah during the Iowa caucuses. And we had it on mute the entire time. And finally, my father turns to me and says, okay, I guess it's time to turn the volume up on these guys. Like, let's finally listen to what they have to say. Which I think is kind of, this is the tipping point now. Now that the caucuses have happened, people are finally going to start to turn the volume up.
America's attention writ large is Mr. Martin's comment.
Exactly.
Just there. It's time to turn. So this is what I'm really into. I'm an empirical data kind of guy.
Yes, you are.
So people talk about conventional wisdom and what the pundits say. I'm like, well, what is the conventional wisdom? There's a great way of figuring it out. Something called the Iowa Electronic Markets. And what it is people bet, essentially, and buy futures contracts on different candidates. You know, they're betting their real money. It's not millions of dollars, but people bet thousands of dollars. It's a way just to get a gauge on what the public thinks.
That is fascinating. I had
right.
No idea.
So as circumstance and events happen, different candidates get lower or higher prices.
Mm-hmm.
This is an idea of what happened yesterday. The day before the caucus, for instance, let me give you a couple numbers. The closing price on Mike Huckabee, meaning this was his chance to become president, according to all these people betting
yeah.
their real numbers. They thought that he had a 12% chance to become president. As the market opened today, Mike Huckabee is said to have a 22% chance. He went up tremendously. Let's look at Mitt Romney. Close of business yesterday, the experts were saying 28% chance. Now, Mr. Romney is trading at 13. So he took a big hit.
Yeah.
And Hillary Clinton's contract and Barack Obama's contract, there used to be a 20-point split. Now they're almost even. Or it's like six. People still think that Hillary is likely to get the nomination, but Barack made huge gains. So I find that fascinating. And you know what? We'll link to that on our blog. We have a discussion about what's going on in the Iowa caucuses and all other politics in the blog. And we'll also talk about non-Iowa, non-politics stuff, like an American basketball player who couldn't find work in the NBA after a little while and he had to go overseas. And also the final season of The Wire on HBO this weekend. NPR's David Folkenflik will come in to talk about the show. But first, and before all that, here is the BPP's big story.
I hope we will forever change.
We are going to bring the change.
And our time for change has come.
The real question is, what kind of change will it be? Iowa caucus results are in, and the big winners are Barack Obama and Mike Huckabee. On the Republican side, Huckabee rode a wave of momentum to a 34% showing in Iowa, outpacing Mitt Romney, who finished with 25%. Fred Thompson and John McCain each pulled 13%. Ron Paul got 10%, and Rudy Giuliani, who did not participate, still got 4%.
Huckabee, who is a former Baptist minister and after that Arkansas governor, got more than 80% of his support from self-described evangelicals. He had this to say last night.
We carry those convictions not so that we can somehow push back the others, but so we can bring along the others and bring this country to the greatest days ever, because I'm still one who believes that the greatest generation doesn't have to be the ones behind us. The greatest generation can be those who have yet to even be born. And that's what we're going to see.
Meanwhile, among the Dems, Barack Obama earned the support of 38% of Democratic caucus goers. John Edwards got 30% and Hillary Clinton, 29%. Obama had this to say in Iowa last night.
In lines that stretched around schools and churches, in small towns and in big cities, you came together as Democrats, Republicans, and independents to stand up and say that we are one nation, we are one people, and our time for change has come.
And in spite of her third place finish, and it was a narrow third place finish right under John Edwards, there was Hillary Clinton. She was remaining positive all night. She says, of course, about New Hampshire, she's ready for this contest.
The candidates who took the biggest hits last night were Clinton and Mitt Romney. Unless you count Democrats Joe Biden and Chris Dodd, not many did, who ended up dropping out of the race entirely. Both Romney and Clinton are expected to do better in New Hampshire's first in the nation primary. That's on Tuesday.
Wednesday's CNN WMUR New Hampshire poll shows Clinton in the lead over Obama, 34% to 30%. Edwards has 17%, but this is Wednesday's poll. Things will be changing.
Indeed. For the GOP, McCain and Romney are tied for first, each grabbing 29% of potential Republican primary voters. Giuliani has 12%, and Huckabee goes from the top of the heap in Iowa to the bottom of the heap in New Hampshire with 10%.
I think Frank Sinatra sang about that once. Mm-hmm. That's the BPP's big story. Now, if only I could find Ms. Rachel Martin. Here she is.
I'm here.
Rachel Martin with even more news.